Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
This is CBS Eye in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Michael Yon at patreon.com is in Tapachula, Mexico. He traveled there from Panama City in these last days because this is the migrant route after the Darien Gap, after Panama, traversing all of Central America, and the first city you come to in Mexico is Tapachula. Michael, a very good evening to you. Months ago, weeks ago, in early March, you came across a young Haitian family, mother and two teenagers, Medici and her brother, and they were traversing from Colombia to Panama and about to plunge into the Darien Gap, a dangerous passage. They made it, and they traveled by bus north to Tapachula. You've now been reunited with Medici, her mother, and her brother. What have you learned about their time in Tapachula? Why are they there? What are they waiting for on their road north? Good evening, Michael.
Good evening from Tapachula, Mexico, which is in Chiapas State, the southernmost state in Mexico. So we're right near the border of Guatemala. And boy, their trip has turned out to be a lot more than even we imagined. Of course, they had there was all the things that happened in South America, which were quite intense. And then they made it through the Darien Gap. That was, you know, Darien Gap. It's actually hell out there. Saw quite a few people died. And then actually it was a lot harder than just coming by bus. Once they left Panama, they had to hoof it a lot on the ground. They had to sneak at nighttime around checkpoints, paid a lot of coyotes here and there, numerous boat trips. It was more than just getting on buses. It's turned out to be a lot more than we imagined. And now, actually, we're with Medese and her brother Michael now and their uncle, all of whom came through the Darien Gap. And actually, they're outside this door doing a live interview with Japan right now. Medese, her attitude is still, I mean, extremely high. She's only 15 or 16. Every time we ask, her mother says 15. Medici says 16. And she said she was born on November 24th, 2004. And so in any case, Medici, she's like a motivational speaker. She was very upbeat in Nacoccoli, Colombia before they went into Darien Gap. And, you know, like, we can do this with God's will. We're going to make it. She's always invoking, you know, with God's hand and that sort of thing. She's always saying, and now that they've made it through all this hell with quite a few people dying, she's the same way that she was before she went in. And I told her, when you get to America, which will be the 15th, I think, country she will have been to at that point, 15. And I said, you know, you'll be big as a motivational speaker. I mean, when everybody around Medici wants to kind of listen to what she speaks, but her mother keeps her locked away in this little apartment, you might call it, that we were all in yesterday. They pay $138 a month for it. Very hot. There's, you know, the roof is a metal roof that goes straight to the sky. And of course, this is southern Mexico. And but still, their attitude is very high. Something about the spirit of this family, which I can only imagine radiates from their mother, but Medici's got it. It's like magic.
Tapachula. The Medici and her mother and brother Michael are not alone. They're here because this is the migrant route north. Who is in Tapachula? Where are they from? And what is their hope, all of these people?
Tapachula is a historical crossroads. In fact, we came to a hotel to do this interview, and the man that owns it said his grandfather was great-great-grandfather was Japanese way back during the gold time and migrated from San Francisco through Tapachula down to Chile, and some of them stayed here. So there's actually Japanese here as well in this little town. So this is one of those places like Jalalabad, Afghanistan, or different crossroads around the world. This happens to be a crossroads in Central America. And so there's all sorts of people here. Most of them look indigenous, and there's not many Americans that even pass through here. And so, but it is a crossroads. There's massive amounts of migrants here. We found a Haitian Mexico restaurant today with, and the menu is written in Creole on the wall. And then there's a Haitian barbershop. It actually says Haitian barbershop. I published a photo on Locals today. And so there's, it's a, everybody's here. There's people from many dozens of countries that they, after they pass through South America, Panama, you know, through the other countries and end up here in Tapachula, Mexico, they have to fill out various paperwork, and then finally they head north to America. However, some of the people that Medese and her mother and brother Michael came through Darien Gap with are already in the United States. And Medese knows them because we've been comparing photos and looking at photos, and she, you know, she's going, this one's in America, and we get the WhatsApp information from that person and that sort of thing. So a lot of them are still here. Well, quite a few died, actually, but there's others who are still here in Tapachula. We met one last night. Her name is Christmas. We videoed and talked with her back in Colombia. Christmas is here, and of course, Medese and her family's here, and then many others have already made it to America.
What I've learned from you, Michael, over these many months of your reporting is that the Haitians, in this particular instance, we're talking about a community of Haitians who are traversing all of this territory. They did not start in Haiti on this journey within the last months. They left Haiti some time ago. I believe Medese and her mother and brother were in Chile. How long were they there, and why did they leave Chile to go to America? What is their thinking?
Well, they were very clear about why they left Chile to go to America. It was because of the new policy that started in January with the inauguration of Biden. But Medese's trip through South America turns out to be a lot more complex than we knew from the beginning. They went from she's from Haiti, but they went from Dominican Republic to Suriname to Brazil, I believe next to Peru and Ecuador. They went to various countries, including Chile, finally Ecuador, finally Colombia. And then, so this is literally her 14th country. So 14th or 15th. By the time she gets to the United States, it'll be 15th or 16th. I think 15th country. So to get to the United States.
How long did it take them to go from Haiti to Suriname to Brazil all the way around? Is this years, months? Did you get a sense of the scale?
A couple of years in total, because they've been in Chile for quite a while. But after the inauguration, during the inauguration in January of 2021,
right.
they were in Chile. So when that happened, boom, they made a bolt for the border, started, you know, went through Darien Gap and all that, and now they've made it up to Tapachula. And people here in Tapachula say this place was packed. And in January, there were thousands of people sleeping on the roads and that sort of thing. But as soon as the inauguration happened, this town dumped out, because this is sort of like the El Paso of Texas. It's on the Guatemala border. And so that this is where they got stuck for while Trump was president. And as soon as Biden got in, they made a bolt for the United States. And now it's filled up again.
Do you see people coming in every day? And let me recover for everyone that in Bayo Chiquito, which is the Embara indigenous people village where you first come out of the Darien Gap jungle after several days, up to 8 days traversing it, Bayo Chiquito had 300 or 400 a day coming in, and then the Border Patrol took them north to Costa Rica. How many are, what's the estimate of the hotel keeper and the restaurateurs, or how many people are arriving, migrants are arriving in Tapachula every day? Do you know, Michael?
I don't know, because first of all, we haven't been here long enough to really suss it out. But what we do know so far is that many people also are slipping into Mexico over the river. Like Medese and her family crossed the river at midnight.
Okay.
So they came across literally, you know, that way, because there's the equivalent of a Rio Grande here. They've got right here on the Guatemala-Mexican border.
All right. Michael Yan, patreon.com. is how to find Michael's travels. He's documented all of this from when he was in Colombia to Panama, and now he's in Mexico following the migrant route north. At patreon.com is to follow this. Medese, her brother Michael, and their mother are the family that Michael first came across, and he's now documenting their journey to America. This is CBS Eye on the World, And I'm John Batchelor, and Michael Yon is in Tapachula, Mexico. You can find it on the map. It's the southernmost city of all of Mexico. North is America. This is CBS Eye on the World.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.